To his name, I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to his name. We honor you, Lord. We praise your name. We lift your name on high, and we love to sing your praises. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. One more time. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. And with that, Lord, we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. ask you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so, so good. You've been so, so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we just want to thank, oh yes, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. I will now turn it over to our greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, we come to you this morning. And as your daughter, my sister, Shar, said, she's thankful that we just can't thank you enough. Lord, you have given us abundant blessings. Father, you've done things for us that have been above and beyond all we can ever ask or imagine. And we thank you, Lord. Mm. Father, we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you, Lord, for given us an opportunity to be in our right minds, oh God, to be here with full activity of our limbs, Lord. Father, that you breathe in breath in our bodies to hear the word this morning. Lord, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, the founders of the Master's Call, Lord, that they were diligent to carry out the mandate that you gave them. And God, 10 years later, because of their faithfulness, because of them hearing from you, we are still here. God, bless them immensely. You know exactly what they stand in need of, Father, and we just ask that you meet every need and even their wants and their desires in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you to little JD's birthday today. Bless him indeed. God, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, that you continue to download witty ideas, Lord, and that you continue to keep the company afloat, and that it does exceedingly abundantly above. Well, Lord, we thank you for the speaker this morning who's going to bring a word that's going to be downloaded straight from the throne room of grace and from heaven, Lord. Father, bless them indeed, God. Continue to order their steps, God. Continue to do the exceedingly abundantly above in their lives. And, Lord, we thank you for each and every caller, each and every family member. Lord, you know what they stand in need of. You know what's on their hearts, Lord. But, Father, you said that you would care for your children, Lord. So we thank you for the care that you are giving us and for your grace and your mercy. Now, God, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus. We are not thankful for him, but we are thankful that you give him his marching orders. We are thankful that you have authority over him and his cohorts, Lord. And so there is no place for him on this call in our lives, Lord, because we have saturated this call with the blood of the Lamb and because you have saturated our lives in you, Lord. We give you praise, God, and we call it done. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my family, thank you so much for allowing me to be your greeter this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Brenda. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. With the love of the Lord in your heart, Minister Willis, so appreciate you. And we know that God is blessing you, and we pray traveling grace over you as you travel today. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Good morning, TMC family. We're so thankful that God has given us another day. I know that's what I'm thankful for, that he woke me up this morning and got me started in my right mind. I'm so thankful to God that he brought us all here together here on the Master's Call, which started back in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word. Psalms 88:13, it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We definitely have a website you can go to any time of the day or night and always get a message there, because all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, our theme for this year is in 2020. With supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, we definitely encourage you, if you want to do so, you can be a part of the ministry. You can host, you can greet, you can worship the Lord. Hey, this is a place, it's a safe place where you could come and just allow God to use you in his service, okay? And we invite you to do so. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. As well as your prayer requests and praise reports. If you're unable to do so on Fridays verbally, you can send those prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. And we'll be more than happy to pray with you and rejoice with you. Now, what got us all together is this awesome health and wellness company called Artist International, which is now Artist Life. We're so thankful to God for Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon. This company has been in fruition for over 30 years, and we're grateful that the products are doing a fabulous, awesome work through us and in us. And you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you the phenomenal products of Artist Life. And not only that, we have a call that comes up every Monday through Friday right after this call called the Morning Motivational Call. And today, by the way, is Testimonial Thursday with our very own minister, wonderful Minister D. Lee that will be hosting that call today, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Well, I tell you what we're getting ready to do is get a word from the Lord. And this woman of God has definitely been a blessing from the fruition of this ministry. And we thank God that she resides out there on that West Coast in California. She was our first songbird. I tell you, she was singing like a bird from the day I met her, and she's continually doing so to the glory of God. She is a woman of God who is saved, single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. I love that. She has a wonderful son, Kalon Taj Williams, who is super fantastic, I'm using your word, Dr. PK, a young man that is doing wonderfully serving the Lord in his young age. Minister Tiffany, is a woman of God who is a member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where her pastor is Bishop Kenneth Omer. She is a woman of God who stands on his word day and night, and she loves that God has blessed her here on the Master's Call and has blessed her and given her the opportunity to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others, our first songbird of the Master's Call, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there?
I'm here. Prayer General, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
All right. Thank you so much, Prayer General, Minister, Evangelist, Worshiper this morning, Brenda Henry Terrell. Thank you so much for serving the kingdom in excellence, and thank you for all that you do. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and also allowing us to let the world know what we are thankful for. Thank you so much for that anointed prayer. And Brenda, of course, you brought us in into worship this morning. Definitely, we give glory to his name. Yes, we give glory to the name of Jesus Christ. And what a beautiful medley this morning. So thank you so much, my sisters, for setting the platform this morning. This call would not be possible if it was not for the yes of our two co-founders, amazing, powerful, spirit-led women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much. I mean, these 10-plus years, I can say plus now because October 25th has passed, so these 10-plus years have been absolutely transforming. My life has truly been enriched, empowered, and enhanced. And to my sisters and brothers that I share this platform with, I love each and every single one of you. And there's nothing that you could do about it, even when you want to do something about it. There's nothing that you could do about it. I love you so much more, and I thank you for sharing everything that you share with me as well as everyone that dials into this platform, so this telecommunication sanctuary, as Benita would say. All right, so I am excited to be here this morning on this 12th day of November of 2020. Wow, we are already in November. We are, you know, quickly approaching the end of the year. So many things have happened from March until now, but I do know that God is in control and he is still on the throne. And this morning when I woke up, we woke up, not just me, but we all woke up with new grace and new mercy. And so that's something to be thankful for and to give God the praise. So God, we just thank you for new grace, and we thank you for new mercy. We thank you that you were our protector. You allowed us to wake up in peace, God. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness. We thank you because you are worthy, and we thank you that you love us unconditionally, Father. So I ask right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would remove all worry, all fear, from us. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow me to say what you would have me to say, that I would be in alignment according to your will and into your word. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm going to say it one more time. Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Whom the Son sets free. Hallelujah. Is free indeed. Did you hear what I say? Who the Son sets free is free indeed. That scripture is John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, hallelujah, you are free indeed. So why don't we talk about freedom this morning? Freedom. We are free. How about that? We are free because whom the Son sets free, hallelujah, is free indeed. But we got to check ourselves. I'm sorry. Yep, I did say that. We got to check ourselves. With everything that is going on in the world, are we really in alignment with God because we're free? Are we saying the right stuff right now? Are we doing the right stuff right now? Would God be happy with what we just said? Would God be happy with what we just posted? Would God be happy with the way that we're acting? Because we're free, right? Who the Son sets free is free indeed. But with every single thing that has been going on in the last few weeks, the few days, the few hours, the months that have passed, are we really seeking the face of God and asking him, as Dr. Vanessa says all the time, Lord, show me me. Who have we been putting our trust in? Have we been putting our trust in man and the world ways, or have we been putting our trust truly in God? The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Because we put our trust in God, right? Are we really, truly trusting him? Maybe it's time to do a spiritual check because we are free. Wow. So many things have been going on. Do you think this may be a test for us as believers in the body of Jesus Christ? Are we really modeling the behavior of true Christians in Jesus? The Bible says, let a man examine himself or yourself. Have we really been examining ourselves? Or have we been examining everybody else and what they've done and what they didn't do and how they did it? And, you know, we forgot to look at ourselves because we were so, what, self-righteous? I ask you, when is the last time that you examined yourself? Because you are free. Yes. How have we been acting? What have we been doing? How have we been behaving? Are we showing love? Are we sharing love? How are we serving? Are you really exemplifying the behavior of believers in Jesus Christ? Or are we being secular? Are we being fleshly? Are we being mindless? Are we being carnal? Are we going to the world's ways, or are we going to Jesus Christ's way? 2 Corinthians 13, 5 and 9 in the Message Bible says, test yourself to make sure you are solid in the faith. Don't drift along taking everything for granted. Give yourselves regular checkups. You need firsthand evidence, not mere hearsay, that Jesus Christ is in you. Test it out. If you fail the test, do something about it. I hope the test won't show that we have failed, but if it comes to that, we'd rather the test showed our failure than yours. We're rooting for the truth to win out in you. We couldn't possibly do otherwise. We don't just pick up with our we don't just put up with our limitations. We celebrate them and then go on to celebrate every strength, every triumph of the truth in you. We pray hard that it will all come together in our lives. So we have to examine ourselves. We have to take inventory to make sure that what we're doing lines up with the word and the will of God. Have we repented? Have we apologized to the Lord lately? Have we said, Lord, put me in check? Check me, Lord. Show me, Lord. If I am behaving in a manner that is not pleasing to you, check me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. He can't heal our land if we're arrogant and prideful and boastful and just doing things that are not acceptable. He can heal the land if we become humble, if we just like, you know, come down a few levels and get right with him. But I'm seeing so many people, you can't tell them anything, but that's not the behavior of Christ. We have to be open and we have to be willing to accept correction and criticism. This time during COVID-19, more people have gone to church during COVID-19 virtually than we have been by going into the building. But because we're not amongst our sisters and brothers in our physical churches, and we've been having virtual churches, sometimes by ourselves and sometimes with family, we kind of have pushed what we really need to do to the side. But in this 12th day of November, it's time for us to line up, to check ourselves, to make sure that what we are doing is pleasing to the Lord. Everybody has freedom, free choice, free speech, but what are we saying? How are we saying it? You know, God is in control. He's been in control. He never took his hand off of any of us. We woke up with ourselves in his hands. And so no matter what it looks like, we got to trust them all the way. We got to allow our faith to be activated. That means that we are allowing we are responding with corresponding action, but corresponding action in the way that God would have us to respond. No one should be saying anything bad about Trump, about Harris, about Biden. Why? Because that's not what the Bible tells you to. It doesn't tell you to speak ill of your brothers, even though you don't want to claim them. But what are we saying? How can God heal our situation if we're still murmuring and complaining and, you know, saying, oh, you know, some people need to leave the White House right now? Well, that's your opinion. You don't have to say it. God is still on the throne. God is still performing miracles, signs, and wonders each and every single day. But it's time for us to do a spiritual checkup from the head up. Like Dr. PK say, all the way down to your sanctified toenails. Are we in check? Are we in alignment? Remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength, as it says in Nehemiah chapter 8. We have to be strong in the Lord. And where there is unity in the body, there is strength. On the master's call, there is strength because there is unity in the body. In the leadership team, there is unity. Something that I've never really seen before. People talk about unity, but then you got this group over here saying this. You got this group over here saying this. You got this group over here saying this. That is not unity. That's division. This platform, there's unity, which means there's strength, which means that there's power, which means that when we pray for the prayer request, you see power in our prayer. You see miracles, signs, and wonders because we're coming together in agreement. Because, yeah, we are free indeed, and we need each other. And most importantly, God's grace is sufficient for each of us. His grace is sufficient. I thank God for his grace. I thank him for his mercy. I thank him that he created us. I thank him that he forgives us. I thank him that he sustains us. And I thank him that he gave us freedom. For who the Son sets free, hallelujah, is free indeed. So let's walk into our freedom. Let's talk into our freedom. Let's no longer be in bondage. Let's let the shackles and the chains fall off right now so that we can end this year strong in true freedom. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yes. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yes. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yes. I am free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Glory to your name, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're free. Back over to you, Prayer General.
Hallelujah.
Prayer General. Are you there, Brenda?
Okay, can you hear me? I'm just talking away. I am just talking away. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise.
I hear you now. Loud and clear.
Okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Yes, indeed. That's what happens when Minister Tiffany gets up here and ministers and then worship. Glory to God. You just go into another world. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound word this morning. And yes, we are free, and it's because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being the righteous one. Yes, I'm telling you, I'm going to get myself together here. Glory to God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the awesome God that you are. Oh, Lord, you are our healer. You are our provider. You are our sustainer. You are the one who have just moved in such a miraculous way in our lives. Lord, you drew us to you, and we thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for that resurrection power that you have instilled in us. We thank you for this woman of God who has poured into us, Lord God, reminding us who we are in Christ Jesus, and that we check ourselves and come to realize, Father, we don't have to go low, Father, but look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and allow you, Father, to do the work in us and through us. I ask you, Father, that you pour back virtues into this woman of God like never before. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. And, Father God, I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you just miraculously do your healing power. Touch everyone, Lord God, that are on our prayer list. Each one of us have one. Each one of us, Lord, have different people on our prayer list. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you touch, Father God, that you anoint, that you strengthen, that you empower, that you, Lord God, we just apply the blood of Jesus over every situation, whether it's cancer, whether it's COVID, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's someone fallen, Lord God. We call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we thank you for manifesting your glory in the families, Lord God, that have lost loved ones. We're asking you for a special blessing upon the Hannah family, Lord God, the Flanagans and Lee and the Griffin family, Lord God, the Miles family, and so many, Father, that are on our hearts. You know who they are. We thank you for touching these families, strengthening them, and let them know, Father, that you've never left them, nor you will ever forsaken them. And we glorify you, Lord God, for touching artists' life in such a miraculous way, Father God, that everyone will see your hand in this organization. Lord God, we thank you for giving us the authority to tread upon the serpent and say that you have no jurisdiction here. We speak to Etta right now going into Florida, and we say, behave in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that it's done not by might nor by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Oh, well, 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 I tell you, what a powerful message. You could share it with someone today. Tell them that this is the playback number. It's 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677#. And, of course, the Testimonial Thursday is next on Morning Motivational Call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#, with our minister D. Lee hosting that call. We thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us. All the new people that came on, bless you, thank you, and please come back and join us. We thank you, Father God, for blessing them throughout this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone and starting us up with that powerful prayer. And we thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for that awesome message today. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Amen. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do use your freedom to indulge, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. Father, we repent. Please forgive us, have mercy on us, and allow our lives to reflect the freedom that you have given us. Because of you, Jesus Christ, we are free indeed. These things I decree and declare in the matchless and the mighty and the marvelous and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray these things. Now let the church say, amen, amen, and amen. We look forward to seeing each of you on the Master's Call in the morning. Share with a friend and have an awesome and amazing day. God bless you. Bye for now.